Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The Connecticut Board of Education yesterday unanimously voted to renew the charter of Explorations Charter School in Winsted for another 3 years. That renewal could have been for up to 5 years, but the department staff and board members have concerns, including poor student attendance and standardized test scores, and some behavioral issues as well. The continued hearing for the Birch Hill Recovery Center's Certification of Need application with the State Department of Health will be held today at 9 a.m. at the department's state office, Capitol Avenue, third floor hearing room in Hartford. The first portion of the hearing was held March 28th in New Milford. Birch Hill has applied to the state to operate a detox and drug rehab center at 46 Maple Street in Kent. Community volunteer work days begin on the Housatonic Riverwalk in Great Barrington. It will take place every Thursday, 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, May through October, except for August. You can spend a morning with Riverwalk interns and staff for this weekly opportunity to contribute to care of the trail and its riverside habitat. Special projects will be planned for some Thursdays. Registration is requested. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting coming up. That is happening at 6:30 in the evening at Sharon Town Hall. Special Planning and Zoning Commission meeting happening at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Sharon Classic Road Race, a 33-year tradition combining small-town charm with big race amenities, benefits the Sharon Daycare Center. Well, it will be held this coming Saturday, May 5th. Registration, of course, starts early in the morning. The 5 mile race and walk begins at 10:15. Registration opens at 8:15. Kids events begin at 9:30. There'll be a silent auction, bounce house, massages, food concessions, local exhibits, and much, much more. More information, sharon-daycare-jt8m.squarespace.com. to register. Community Day comes up on Saturday from 9 till noon at the Dover Plains branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust. Identity theft is a concern for individuals. Shredding documents with personal information has become an important step. They'll have their free shred event and food drive on Saturday from 9 to noon at the Dover Plains branch, Dover Village Plaza, Dover Plains, New York. You should consider bringing non-perishable food donations as well. Local pantries are in need of a variety of donations, including canned goods, cereals, macaroni and cheese, cake mix, peanut butter, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, tomato sauce. Household necessities such as paper towels, diapers, shampoo and soap would also be appreciated. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has an art exhibit and opening reception, The Art of Arthur Goetz, City and Country, on Saturday. It runs through June 30th. The opening reception is this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. There'll be a takeout-only chicken barbecue on Saturday from 4 till 6 p.m. at the Hillsdale Methodist Church, 4 miles north of Route 23 on Route 22. The menu includes a half a barbecued chicken, homemade potato salad, coleslaw, and dessert and rolls. Adults eat for $12, kids 5 through 10, $6. Under 5 are free. It's the Kentucky Derby Social, once again, Saturday, May 5th, at Gear Village in Canaan, Connecticut. It is put on by the Rotary Club of Salisbury and the Exchange Club of North Canaan at Gear Village. The doors open at 4:30. Tickets are available at $25 per person in advance or $30 at the door, as we said, to benefit the local Salisbury Rotary and Canaan Exchange Club. There'll be great, delicious fare to eat, mint juleps, and an auction on wonderful trips and local items. Prizes awarded to the best-dressed couple and most original derby hat, and you get to see the Kentucky Derby. More information at 860-393-9179 or KentuckyDerbySocial.com on the web. The Kentucky Derby Art Show Champagne and Artist Reception is happening on Saturday, May 5th from 4 until 7:30 at Thalmeyer Hall at Millbrook's main campus on Route 22 in Amenia. It is open to the public free of charge. On Saturday, May 5th, the Sharon Playhouse at the Bach Gallery presents Broadway Tales, Little Guild of St. Francis. The animal rescue and adoption organization here in Northwest Connecticut is holding their fundraiser event featuring theatrical dog trainer Bill Berlone and his Broadway rescue dogs at 5 p.m. The piano and the building that house it is this year's theme for the Sandersfield Arts Center annual spring dinner and auction May 5th. The color scheme will be black and white. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and a benefit auction in the gallery at 6, followed by a delicious dinner upstairs prepared by Chef Adam and music by the incredible Gary Miller on vibraphone. Tickets are available online, sandersfieldartscenter.org. May 5th through May 13th at the Warner Theater in Torrington, the full Monty will be performed. More information is available at warnertheater.org. On Saturday, May 5th, 12 Moons Coffee House welcomes the return of traveling solo performer Mark Delgado. The songs are eclectic, unexpected, and portray characters trying to make sense of the American landscape. 12 Moons Coffee House is held the first Saturday of each month from 7 till 10 p.m. at St. John's Church, backdoor entrance 12 Main Street in Salisbury. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The evening features live music, poetry readings, coffee, tea, snacks, social time with friends, and more. A fundraising dance happens May 5th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the VFW on Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York. Traditional country music by 10 Brooks Molly. All proceeds go to the VFW, $15 per person. Bring your own snacks. There's a cash bar. More information at 845-418-9745. Chorus Angelica's Training and Advanced Training Choir, in collaboration with the Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir, will perform at Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Sunday at 4 p.m. A reception will follow the performance. You can hear the young children offer a precious gift of music for your soul. The event is free, but a goodwill offering will be collected, which supports the group's scholarship program. More information at 860-364-5260. The American Mural Project will host Inspired, an art show celebrating education through a show of works by those who teach and inspire, May 7th through the 14th at Whiting Mills, 100 Whiting Street in Winsted. The opening reception will be held Thursday, May 10th from 5 till 8 p.m., also at Whiting Mills. Visitors will have an opportunity to meet artists, tour the art studios, and enjoy refreshments while perusing the art show. For more information, you can contact Christine at americanmuralproject.org. Regional School District 1 budget referendum will be held on May 8th, voting at town halls throughout the region. Polls open at 12 noon and close at 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 174.07, 23,924.98. NASDAQ starts off today at 7,100.90, and the S&P 500 at 2,635.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.